Let's get into the world of entertainment from Celebrity Lane. Jaden Forster joins us as usual. Jaden, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Now, this first story is really interesting because over the years, having been around this radio and music industry for a number of years, there was always the word that the former Sony boss, Dennis Hanlon, was a tough character, shall we say. And certainly that's come to light recently, hasn't it?
Oh, certainly. You know, there's been stories that have been going around for a number of years now about the character of this individual, the former CEO of Sony Music being Dennis Hanlon. And from what we're hearing from various music journalists who are sort of more on the beat in this particular area than I am in a broader entertainment sense, it seems to be that this may just be the tip of the iceberg. But nonetheless, earlier this week, of course, after he left the company earlier in the year and after other key executives also left in his wake, the ABC's Four Corners program ran a, I guess you could say, explosive investigation on Monday night, where tens of employees more or less basically broke rank from the organisation, detailing alleged bullying, intimidation and discrimination as well, allegedly by Dennis and under his tenure as the CEO, all of which he has denied. But it's interesting that a music industry sort of support group up in Queensland has actually gone one step further in all of this. Their Q Music is the name of their organisation, and they've actually stripped him of a lifetime achievement award that he received last year from them, which probably it may be a little bit premature. He hasn't been charged. These allegations have not been proven yet. And for what it's worth, Sony's headquarters in America, they haven't even commented or condemned such type of behaviour, let alone getting into specifics. So suffice to say, it's a dangerous territory.
Certainly is.
Certainly is. Now, our people are keeping their heads down low. Harry and Meghan, you know them, they've got a new business deal. Doesn't sound like it's charity, by the way.
No, it doesn't. It's a wealth, they've teamed up with a wealth asset management group called Ethic Bank. They more or less invest the money into good projects. So they're all about sort of sustainability and inclusivity and making the world a better place. So when Harry and Meghan aren't swanning off to another state in private jets, saving the environment and whatnot, it seems like a great alignment. But there are two questions here. This is not a charity helping, say, end poverty or feed starving kids around the world. This is a company. So this is a partnership, a paid partnership, I guess you could call it. So the two questions, I guess, come to mind are, how are they going to plug this company, first and foremost? And then second, given that they don't do much for free these days, what are they getting out of it? And at the moment, we don't really know anything other than the fact that they're involved with the organisation. So I guess you could be forgiven for thinking that it's just another business deal to help pay the rates of their flash Montecito palace.
Indeed. Now, finally, this one I found interesting. George Clooney and Julia Roberts coming to Australia to film a movie, but they're going to buy a luxury pad together. They're not an item, are they? And this pad, where is it, in Budgie Smuggler? What's the name of the place?
It's up in Tullabudgera, Tullabudgera Valley in Queensland. They've got a great surf club up there, by the way. But yeah, anyway, I digress. They arrive in Australia in a couple of weeks' time to film a romantic comedy up there. And no, they're not an item. He's happily married with two children. His wife and kids are coming out here, by the way, while he's here filming that particular movie, I think for about 3 months. They are going to quarantine, so they are doing it all the right things, but right way. But there is a whisper, a pretty strong whisper, I must say, that George and Julia are eyeing a luxury villa on the Gold Coast in Tullabudgera, as we said. 11 hectares, 10 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, full-time security detail. So it's not really a villa. It's more a compound. And it's price on application, but the asking price, I can tell you, is in the realm of around $30 million. And I only sort of got this information last night, so I haven't had a lot of time to work on it. But I can tell you, a source tells me that there has been expressions of interest from several Hollywood identities.
Ooh,
right?
Okay.
So it could be them, could be just somebody else who works on a movie in America who fixes up lights. I don't know.
Yeah.
But either way, It would be the perfect place to do your 2 weeks quarantine, or if you're a big Hollywood high flyer, it could be the perfect place for a local Australian base. We'll wait and see what comes from that one.
Good on you. Jaden, have a great week. Thank you for that, and we'll talk to you next week.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, our entertainment reporter.